Dr. Pinsky dictating a female IME on Lynette, L-Y-N-E-T-T-E, Bonanni, B-O-N-A-N-N-I. Lynette Bonanni is a 65-year-old woman who reports she was injured at work on 10-17-19. Apparently she was positioning a patient for a mammogram x-ray, and as a result, believes she injured her lumbar spine, comma, left leg, comma, and left foot with pain, numbness, and weakness. Apparently she was standing next to the patient with her left arm supporting the upper body, and her right arm pushes that side. Apparently the patient lurched backwards, causing this supposed injury. Apparently she did not go to the emergency room afterwards, period. She had further evaluation, but remains unaware of her final diagnosis. Apparently she had 3 epidural injections and 2 facet injections, but no surgery. Apparently she has the numbness involved the lateral left calf to the foot. Period. She has completed her course of active treatment. Period. Paragraph asked for her claim petition. Ms. Bonanni was working with a patient and resulted in permanent injury to her back and left foot with foot drop. Period. Three paragraph. On 12-2-19, she was seen orthopedically by Dr. DeMarat. Period. She had left-sided back and leg pain, as well as a foot drop. Period. She was participating in physical therapy. Period. His diagnosis was lumbar disc herniation with left-sided reticulopathy and weakness. Period. He recommended a pain management evaluation, as well as a spine surgical consultation. Period. He noted that she was helped to hold a patient in position to do a mammogram when the patient moved abruptly backwards. Period. She had to tighten up quickly in her core with sharp pain developing in the low back and the left lower leg, which has been slow to resolve. Period. She was placed on a Medrol dose pack, which initially gave her some relief, but her symptoms then recurred. Period. She has constant low back pain with radiating pain and numbness into the left leg and foot. Period. She denies any prior complaints of back pain requiring treatment. Period. She has continued to work. Period. She did have a history of bilateral carpal tunnel release surgeries. Period. On 5-15-19, she underwent an unrelated mammogram. Period. In paragraph on 10-24-19, she was seen by nurse practitioner Scharf, S-C-H-A-R-F, at AtlantiCare Occupational. Period. She prescribed prednisone and Flexeril for a lumbar strain. Period. Follow-up continued here, and she remained symptomatic. Period. She did undergo a lumbar MRI on 10-30-19 to be inserted. Period. She returned to Atlantic Care on 9-24-20, claiming she was injured that particular day. Period. She stumbled on the left foot and fell on the floor, landing on both knees and elbows. Period. It was noted she was on pain management treatment from the subject event. Period. She had left lower extremity lumbar radiculopathy since, with an occasional left foot drop. Period. Her last epidural was in August 2020, which helped, but recently she had an increase in the left lower extremity radiculopathy. Period. Her symptoms were recurring. Period. She was diagnosed with contusions of the knee and elbow, as well as muscle spasm, for which she was prescribed medication and cryotherapy. Period. she was monitored here and was allowed to continue working in a full duty capacity. Period. As of 12/9/20, Ms. Bonanni reported improvement in her neck area. She had 2 therapy sessions left. Period. She was advised to finish therapy and follow up with her personal medical provider / pain management specialist for pre-existing lumbar radiculopathy. Period. She was cleared for full duty effective 12/9/20 and was discharged. Period. New paragraph. Insert the lumbar MRI report from 10/30/19 if we have not already. Period. On 2/10/20, she underwent pain specialist consultation with Dr. Rastogi, R-A-S-T-O-G-I. Period. She remains symptomatic despite treatment rendered to date. Period. He diagnosed chronic pain syndrome, comma, lumbar herniated nucleus bulbosus, comma, lumbar radiculopathy, comma, and myofascial pain syndrome. Period. He thought she may benefit from further interventional therapy as well as medical management. He wanted her to obtain nerve conduction velocity studies of both upper and lower extremities to evaluate for a peripheral cause versus central cause of her nerve entrapment syndrome. Period. He discussed the opioid agreement, and started her on medication. Period. He also noted Ms. Bonanni had seen Dr. Kirshner and ordered 6 weeks of physical therapy. Period. She had good results, but then plateaued and still had residual pain and symptoms. Period. They agreed to pursue epidural steroid injection. Period. On 6/8/20, she was seen by pain specialist Dr. Pryzbylkowski, Pryzbylkowski. Period. She admitted to sustaining a prior work-related injury in 2011 involving her right shoulder. She had therapy and an injection afterwards. Period. He performed an exam and reviewed her lumbar MRI results. Period. He diagnosed post-traumatic lumbar radiculopathy and muscle spasm as a result of the work injury on 10/17/19. Period. She had not yet reached maximum medical improvement. Period. On 6/23/20, Dr. Abrams performed an EMG. Period. It showed left lumbar radiculopathy at L5. Period. She accepted an epidural injection from Dr. Pryzbylkowski on 8/10/20. Period. On 9/21/20, she related 70% to 80% relief for 4 to 5 weeks. Period. He then performed another lumbar epidural steroid injection. Period. On 12/2/20, she related 70 to 80% relief from the procedure done on 11-16-20 period. She also accepted a third epidural steroid injection from Dr. Przybylkowski. Period. At his visit of her average pain level was 2/10. Period. The lower back pain radiated to the left lower extremity, and she also had weakness there. Period. She had undergone another epidural on 2/8/21, from which she received 50 to 60% relief. Period. Dr. Przybylkowski monitored her progress up through this visit. Period. She was to return on an as-needed basis. Period. New paragraph, pain specialist Dr. Kwan performed an evaluation on 4/12/21. Period. At that juncture, she was working full duty without restrictions as a mammography technologist. Period. He noted her injury and course of treatment to date. Period. He thought she should undergo additional pain management. Period. She had continued symptoms in her lower back and left lower extremity with a foot drop. Period. She could continue working full duty. Period. He did not believe she had achieved maximum medical improvement from pain management perspective. Period. She did undergo additional pain management with Dr. Kwan running through 11/28/22 period. He reviewed another MRI of 10/24/22 period. It showed mild spondylolisthesis at L5-S1 with a superimposed broad-based disc herniation, which is a new finding from her prior study of 10/30/19. The disc osteophyte formation at L1-2 is unchanged, as are the disc bulges from L2 to L5. Period. He advised she follow up with Dr. Kirshner to have him review the 2019 and 2022 MRI studies. Period. New paragraph. She was seen by Dr. Kirshner on 10/5/21, period. He cited additional diagnostics testing, period. EMG at the left lower extremity was done by Dr. Patel on 9/27/21, showing severe left L5 and S1 radiculopathy and moderate motor axonal peripheral neuropathy predominantly affecting the peroneal nerve. Period. The EMG by Dr. Abrams on 6/23/20 showed a proximal nerve lesion on the left at L5. Period. Dr. Kirshner recommended she attend physical therapy and follow up with pain management for possible additional injections. Period. He documented the MRI report from 10/30/19, but does not appear to have compared it to a more recent study or read this MRI independently. Period. She saw him again on 3/17/22, having received facet injections from Dr. Kwan on 3/1/22, with about 40% relief. Period. She Dr. Kirshner through 3/17/22. His ongoing diagnosis was simply that of low back pain, common lumbago and left leg pain and weakness. Period. He again recommended he follow up with pain management. Period. Physical exam. General appearance. She relates losing 60 pounds, after which her symptoms decreased. Period. In the left upper thoracic area, she had a lipoma approximately 1 inch across. Period. She does wear Depends type underwear. Period. Extremities upper, normal extremities lower. Through venous stasis, skin changes bilaterally. Period. Manual muscle testing was 5 minus for resisted left extensor hallucis longus strength, but was otherwise 5/5. The rest is normal, cervical normal, thoracic normal, lumbosacral. She ambulated with a partial foot drop on the left. Period. She had difficulty walking on the heel on the left, but could do so on the right. Period. She could walk on her toes without difficulty. Period. Active flexion was mildly limited to 75 degrees, but was full in all other spheres without discomfort. Supine straight leg raise maneuver on the left at 90 degrees. Elicited mild mild buttocks tenderness, but no low back or radicular complaints below the knee. Period. To the right at 90 degrees, no low back or radicular complaints were elicited. Period. New paragraph. We are also in receipt of extensive previous records, most of which are not related to orthopedic or neurologic issues. Period. However, on 10/17/12, she was seen by Dr. Lutsky, L-U-T-S-K-Y, for bilateral upper limb pain and numbness. Period. He performed an EMG that revealed no clear evidence of right cervical radiculopathy. Period. There was no evidence of an ulnar sensory motor neuropathy. Period. Findings were compatible with a bilateral median sensory neuropathy across the wrist. Period. There is involvement of the motor nerve on the right, but not clearly on the left. Period. She is, in fact, more symptomatic on the right. Period. She was going to continue to follow up with Dr. Lutsky. Period. She did so on 10/23/12 when his diagnosis were bilateral carpal tunnel syndrome and CMC arthritis. Period. They agreed to pursue a trial of therapy. Period. On 8/29/13, she had a left foot x-ray that showed no fractures. Period. Found calcaneal spurs and minimal degenerative changes of the dorsal midfoot. Period. She continued to treat with her general practitioner and other specialists for her regular medical problems. Period. In paragraph on 7/1/15, she was seen by nurse practitioner Parlett, P-A-R-L-E-T-T, with worsening numbness in her fingertips over the last 2 months. Period. This was actually an annual general medical examination. Period. She carried diagnoses of depression. Period. She continues to be monitored by this nurse practitioner and Dr. Larakis, L-U-R-A-K-I-S, through 10/7/19. Period. Her diagnostic assessments were hypercholesterolemia, elevated blood pressure, impaired fasting glucose, comma, obesity, comma, vitamin D deficiency, comma, and a body mass index of 38.0 to 38.9. Period. Interestingly, on 7/16/15, urologist Dr. Araya, A-R-Y-A, documented she had urinary incontinence. Appear this may be why she was currently wearing a Depends underwear. Period. Impressions on 10/17/19, Lynette Bonanni reportedly was injured when positioning a patient for mammography. Period. The patient then jerked back and caused Ms. Bonanni to experience low back pain going to the left leg. Appeared she had a history of such symptoms for several years previously. Period. After the subject event, she had additional diagnostic studies such as MRIs and EMGs that will be inserted here. Period. She accepted various treatment modalities including activity modification, comma, therapy, comma, and injections. Period. She was thought to have an intermittent foot drop on the left. Period. The paragraph of the current examination found there to be a partial left foot drop. Appeared she had difficulty standing on her heels on the left. Period. There was mildly decreased range of motion about the lumbar spine. Period. Provocative maneuvers were negative for clinically significant disc pathology, spinal stenosis, or radiculopathy. Period. New paragraph, I would offer 2.5% permanent partial total disability referable to the lower back as this pertains to the subject event. Period. She has a greater amount of overall permanency when one takes into account her prior injury. Period. And underline this, I need to account for the foot drop, which evidently was new and may raise the rating. Period. End.